this is Tom. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Is his bedroom devoted to Mickey Mouse? Does he believe that we come from alien DNA? Or did he tattoo his ex's name inside his lower lip? We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage! Where singles expose embarrassing secrets for a chance at love. Right now, let's meet our dater. He's an event manager from New York City. Please welcome Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Jerry, nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And Tom, what are you looking for?
Well, you know, I'm Italian. I'm from a big Italian family.
Yep.
You know, I like to look good. I like to present myself well. Get a manicure, pedicure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'm looking for a girl who, basically, somebody I could take home to mom.
Oh. You're looking for a serious relationship, then.
Absolutely.
Okay, now there are three gorgeous ladies just waiting to meet you, but like the rest of us, they do have some baggage. Ready to meet them?
Absolutely, bring
them
on.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
She's a personal trainer from Three Rivers, Michigan. Say hello to Stephanie.
I'm the kind of girl who likes to get her heart racing, and I definitely will go the distance to make you happy. But my question to you is, can you keep up with me?
I'm always up for a challenge, Stephanie. Yeah. Always.
Up next, she's an esthetician from Des Moines, Iowa. Give it up for Asia.
Hi, Tom. I like to keep my man's belly full and his shoulders rubbed, so I can't wait to get my hands on you.
Ooh. Nice sound of that.
And finally, she's a music composer from West Hollywood, California. Please welcome Alex.
Hi, Tom. I'm very intuitive, and I could read minds. And right now, your mind is telling me we are a perfect match.
Yeah, I'm a musician, Jerry. So
so you're a musician, so that looks really good. Well, as you can see, each lady brought three pieces of baggage, all holding a scandalous secret that expands with each bag. Now, this will help Tom determine in just minutes who he wants to date. So, ladies, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let us start with Stephanie. I have over 40 Elmo dolls. Well, that just tickles me.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. So, Stephanie, I feel like maybe you're a hoarder? I don't know. That's a lot of dolls. A little scary.
Basically, I started doing gag gifts with my sister in high school and college.
Yeah.
And we started giving them to each other at Christmas. And it just kind of continued, and somehow I ended up with all of the Elmo dolls.
Okay. Well, that's a cute story. Okay. Asia, please reveal your baggage. I refuse to touch dirty dishes or laundry. Oh, my God, I think she's a man.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough match. Asia, I have a picture of your home just being filled with dirty clothes and a pile of dishes.
Well, it was my chore growing up. I hated it then. I hate it now. So that's what my housekeeper's for.
I like that. I like that.
Alex, please reveal your baggage. I love playing with rodents and lizards.
Alex, maybe you have a little bit of a dark side.
I think they're cuddly and cute, and being single in L.A., that's about the safest lizard you can play with, so.
I don't know, I've never really liked mice or rats, so I wonder if that's going to be a concern.
Up next, Tom leaves someone's bag behind. Find out who misses their flight when we return. Baggage, where dating is in the bag. Now, earlier we saw the lady's smallest baggage. We've got Stephanie, who has over 40 Elmo dolls. Asia, who refuses to touch dirty dishes or laundry. And Alex, who loves playing with rodents and lizards. Tom, it's time for the deal break around, and that means, of course, revealing another explosive secret. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Tom decides which one is over his limit, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I make my men run marathons with me.
I dated a marathon runner once.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, but thanks for coming by. Bag number two. I believe I can fly. Maybe she'll give you a 2-hour layover. Bag number three. Birthday parties. Well, I want your concerns on each of these pieces of baggage here. Because whichever bag is too much for you to handle, the woman that belongs to that bag is going home. Okay?
Okay.
I strip for birthday parties. What is your concern?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want her stripping for, like, one of my friend's birthday parties. Or,
right.
You know. My birthday, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I believe I can fly.
You know, I like a dreamer. You have to have dreams, right? So, but that one's pretty outlandish. Yeah.
I make my men run marathons with me.
Yeah, I dated a marathon runner once.
Yes.
And, you know, very intense. The focus was never on me.
That would be difficult because you'd be always training and...
Yeah, I like to have a little bit of the attention on me.
All right. Well, Tom, now it's time for you to choose the baggage that you just can't handle. And when you do, well, the lady that claims that particular bag will be going home. So, I'm asking you now, Tom, which of these is your deal breaker?
I'm sorry, but my deal breaker is... I make men run marathons with me.
Whoa! Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to say before you run?
Health is just a huge part of my life, and so I want a boyfriend, a husband that I can share that with.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer, but I'm sorry it is time to pack up and go. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
I wasn't sure if you could keep up with me anyway.
Well, two women remain. We've got Asia, who strips for birthday parties. And Alex, who believes she can fly. Ladies, please join us on the hot seat.
This is my biggest baggage. It's where I derive my inspiration and my ability to encourage others.
Now, Tom, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say now. Now, Asia strips for birthday parties. Alex, any thoughts?
It's interesting. I wouldn't do it myself, but she's pretty cute. She looks good in a bikini, then hey.
Asia, why do you do that?
Once the stripper didn't show up, and I realized that I was really good at it, and I have a great body, and I have some really good moves, and I'd like to show you someday.
Okay. Now, Alex believes that she can fly. Any thoughts about that?
Alex believes she's...
crazy.
My spirit can fly. I have outer body experiences, and I've gone up to the stars, and so it's fun. And it's addicting.
Wow. I tell you what, ladies, it's time to pick up the pace here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask each of you some questions so that Tom can get to know you better. Let's start with Asia. Please step into the hot spot. Okay. Now, I want you to give me the very first answer that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. If Tom had a bad day, what would you do to make him feel better?
A massage.
One of Tom's guilty pleasures is getting a pedicure. What's one of yours?
Reality TV.
What was the noblest thing you've done?
Well, I am the community relations executive for a philanthropic organization.
Oh.
So basically, I'm the party planner.
I like you.
What would you never tell a man on a first date?
I've been married twice.
You were asked to write a song called Pick Me Tom. Sing the chorus.
Pick me Tom, and then you can lick me Tom. Pick me Tom.
God bless you. You can listen. What are your thoughts on her answers?
Well, I'm right out of the gates. We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know, I love to get massages.
Yes, you love to get massages, right?
I, too, am an event planner. You have a nice voice.
Oh, thank you.
I was not expecting that. Beautiful girl, really. Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome.
Alex, please step into the hot spot. Here we go. If you could spend a weekend with any famous Hugh, who would you choose? Grant, Jackman, Laurie, or Hefner?
Grant.
Tom once climbed an active volcano in Guatemala. What's the most adventurous thing you've done?
Have sex under a waterfall in Hawaii.
Besides sex, how do you relieve stress?
These little things I have with batteries, vibrators, yeah.
Besides.
If you were to release your own fashion line, what would it be called?
Fat. Pretty hot and tempting.
Finish this sentence. The one thing that brings me ecstasy in the bedroom is...
Myself.
Yourself. Thank you, Alex.
Wow. Oh. Well, I guess I'm left wondering if you had sex under the waterfall in Hawaii with yourself.
Seems batteries are not waterproof.
Yeah. Well, I've been single for a while, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, it seems like we have the same sort of adventurous path in that direction, so.
You're a lonely man. Don't make any decisions just yet because you haven't seen Asia and Alex's biggest piece of baggage, and that could change the game totally. And don't forget, Tom has his own baggage, too. Is his bedroom devoted to Mickey Mouse? Does he believe that we come from alien DNA? Or did he tattoo his ex's name inside his lower lip? One of these is true. Find out when we return. To organize his love life. Now, our two single ladies are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Tom has to make his final decision. Will he choose Asia, who refuses to pick up her clothes at home, but enjoys peeling them off at parties? Or Alex, who enjoys rats, reptiles, and flights of fancy? Ladies, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Asia.
Are you ready for this?
I'm still married to my baby's daddy.
What?
Well, maybe they'll adopt you.
Asia, I mean, you're still married. And that's big. You know, there's a lot of legal concerns there. That's your baby's father. Are you still attached? Is this something I'm going to have to deal with down the road? Is this guy going to be in our lives?
Well, there's no drama. We just haven't gotten around to it yet.
So you're separated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Alex, please reveal your baggage. I lost my virginity to my high school teacher.
My concern here is that you might have some father issues. Maybe you're trying to connect with an older man in that situation. That's a little odd.
Well, when I was in high school, we got really close, and then when I turned 18, I moved in with him to Arizona, and he was my first boyfriend. He was 7 years older than me. That's it.
Asia, tell Tom why he should choose you and not Alex.
Because a night with me is going to start off with a fabulous meal that I cook, then a massage, and then a striptease.
Alex, tell Tom why he should choose you and not Asia.
Well, I'm a gourmet cook and a certified masseuse, and I do Reiki, and I will clean the dishes and the laundry.
Well, it's time to choose. Will it be Asia, who refuses to touch dirty dishes or do laundry, strips for birthday parties, and is still married to her baby's daddy? Or will it be Alex, who loves playing with rodents and lizards, believes that she can fly, and, well, she lost her virginity to her high school teacher? Before you decide, what is your impression of each of them? Let's start here with Asia.
You know, you started strong. We have a lot in common. You're a beautiful girl. I think that we'd be a great match. I'm just a little bit concerned about still being married.
And Alex.
Alex, you seem super fun, adventurous, definitely sound like a handful in the bedroom, which could be good. But I'm very worried about the daddy issues.
Tom, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
It's not easy, Jerry. Yeah, it's not easy. Alex, you have too much baggage.
Whoa! I'm sorry, Alex, but it is time to pack up and go.
Well, you'll never be a part of my Mile High Club.
Whoa! Congratulations, Asia and Tom. But it's not over yet. You see, Asia has to decide if she wants to be with him after seeing his big baggage. Will Tom and his baggage get the boot? Find out when we come back. Chosen the lovely Asia here for a nice date, but the roles are reversed, and now it's her decision. What's the secret in Tom's big red bag? Is his bedroom devoted to Mickey Mouse? Does he believe that we come from alien DNA? Did he tattoo his ex's name inside his lower lip? Asia, of these three possibilities, what would be the toughest piece of baggage for you to have to deal with?
I would probably say the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
The groom dedicated
because,
to Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I just don't want to feel like I'm having sex with a little boy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't want you to feel that way either.
No, we don't. So, Tom, please reveal your baggage. I believe we come from alien DNA. Whoa. Yeah, what about that?
So I believe in interventionism.
Yes.
That an alien race was here before us, and yeah. They created our kind with their DNA.
Yeah.
You know, if you read the Bible or the Quran or the Torah, there's plenty of evidence in there. So maybe you'd let me tell you all about it sometime.
All right. Now, Asia, what are your concerns about that?
Well, one of my concerns would be if he believes in that, what other kind of crazy stuff does he believe in? But I'm open-minded.
But you are open-minded. Okay, then I have to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Asia, can you accept Tom's baggage?
Tom? I accept your baggage.
Whoa, congratulations! Asia and Tom will enjoy a sunset horseback ride to Griffith Park and a festive Mexican dinner. We'll see you next time.
Asia, you're beautiful, and you're the kind of girl I could take home to mom, so I hope you like spaghetti.
I love Italian food, and I can't wait to try your mama's meatballs.
All right.